And more radio gifts coming throughout today's show. First, this.
Your guest flags are free. Flags are free. You're a guest, ma'am?
No, just go ahead. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Keep the line moving. It's not a single line.
There's not much snow here in Southern California. In Los Angeles, the palm tree is more symbolic than the pine. We were looking for some place to evoke the spirit of Christmas, and last week we found it.
New citizens only.
Okay, new citizens, how about your letter? How about your green card?
That place is here. This is the Los Angeles Convention Center. It's in downtown L.A. Once a month, they have a big ceremony here to swear in new American citizens.
The United States District Court.
Please raise your right hand.
Is now in session.
Renounce and abjure.
This is the only country in the world.
All allegiance and fidelity.
Which experiences.
To any foreign prince.
This constant and repeated rebirth.
That I will support and defend.
It is being constantly renewed.
The Constitution and laws.
From generation to generation.
Of the United States of America.
By the same process by which it was originally created.
I am extremely proud to be the first person to say to each and all of you, congratulations, my fellow Americans.
Okay, this is Thursday, actually, the Thursday before Christmas. Today, 8,000, actually more than 8,000 people here are becoming new American citizens. Now, these people, they really think they do have something to celebrate. And here are some of them.
Hi. Yeah. How are you?
My name is Alex. Who are you?
My name is Maria Esther Ortega.
Ah, Maria.
Maria Esther.
Welcome to the country.
Thank you.
It's taken us about 8 years, but we did it.
Hey, great.
I'm Cuban, she's Mexican, but I've been here since I was five, so.
Yeah? So you're Cuban and she's Mexican.
Yes.
Now you're both Americans.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Today.
Beautiful country.
Thank you. What's your name, sir?
John Ortega.
Why do you want to become a citizen, Maria?
I right to vote.
The right to vote?
Yes.
That's most important, huh?
Yes, for citizenship.
Is there someone or something that you want to vote for, to be an American to vote for? That's a hard question.
She wants to vote Republican.
She wants to vote Republican?
Yes. Yes, a republic. I like the idea.
Yeah?
The Republic.
Well, congratulations and welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Here are all these people going by. Now just listen to these languages.
Well, I'm sorry, my English is not good.
New citizens only.
Did you get your citizenship today?
Yes, I just did.
Could I talk to you about it?
Yeah, a little bit.
What's your name?
Laurent Gache.
Where are you from?
France.
Why did you want to become a citizen here?
To have the right to vote, mainly.
Really?
And just feel right to become American.
Who do you want to vote for?
Well, that's a little personal, but I will vote Democrat.
You'll vote Democrat?
Yeah. I feel complete to be in this country now.
You feel complete?
Yeah. There was something missing.
Congratulations and welcome
to the
country.
I'm pleased to address you as my fellow Americans. Your adopted land is a nation of immigrants whose history and culture have been enriched by generations of people who sought freedom in America. The United States...
Hi. I'm Abdul Mansouri.
Mansouri.
I've actually heard you on the radio.
Oh, you have?
Yes, I listen to public radio.
Abdul, tell me where you're from.
I'm from Sierra Leone.
And why is it that you wanted to become a citizen?
It's imperative that I become a citizen. First of all, I've lived here since 1984. I feel like I'm a part of this society. I feel like I'm finally accepted as a contributing. And of course, you know, I want to participate. I want to participate in the process of...
You want to vote?
Absolutely. I wanted to vote in the last election so bad, but of course I couldn't. I was not a citizen.
Ma'am, congratulations. Please review your certificate. Make sure it's correct before you go.
Okay, here's something. On their way out of the hall, there are people trying to sell them little frames for their citizenship certificates. They're $10 each. I mean, 5 seconds after you're a citizen, someone's trying to sell you something. Can I get your name, please?
Saeed.
Saeed what?
Karandish.
And where are you from originally?
Iran.
Iran. Why is it that you wanted to become a citizen?
Because really here is the land of opportunity, and back home, I didn't have freedom. You know, I don't think that in any country in the world you can find this kind of, you know, kindness in the people, this kind of fairness in the rules. And that's unbelievable, unbelievable. And that's the reason I'm proud of being a U.S. citizen.
Said, thank you, and welcome
thank
to
you.
The country.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
S-O-T-O.
D-O-R-O-N.
D-E-E-P-T-I.
Howdy.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Peter.
Oh, hi, Peter. Could I get your last name?
Mueller.
Peter Mueller.
Yeah.
And where are you from?
Originally, I was born in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and grew up in the suburb of Vancouver.
Uh-huh. And why is it that you are becoming a citizen now?
Well, you know, I've been living in the U.S. 5.5 years this time, and I'd previously gone to college in Seattle for 3 years, a decade and a half ago. And since I'm paying taxes anyways, to be able to vote. And
is there something that you want to vote for, or someone you want to vote for as an American?
Yeah, I mean, it's a special feeling to be able to vote for the president, whether your preferred candidate wins or not, as well as for the more local elections and referendums on particular issues and that kind of thing. And so I'm looking forward to being part of that process.
My name is Mario Antonio Marin Jr., and I'm originally from Mexico City.
Uh-huh. How long have you been in the United States?
I've been here for 17 years now.
17 years. Uh-huh. Why is it that you wanted to become an American citizen?
I think this country has a lot to offer, and I want to be part of the lawmaking, the decision-making in this country.
Are you going to feel differently on Christmas Day because you're an American citizen now? So what is going to be different in your life?
Well, I feel different now. I know definitely it's a big responsibility to be an American citizen more than anything. This country has given everything that to me that I now have, and I'm really thankful. And I do want to contribute even more in a positive way now as a voting citizen. You know, you fall in love. I really feel like I've fallen in love with this country, and this is where I owe my allegiance. This is where I want to gain knowledge and be able to help as many people that I can, as I was helped.
Whatever you opened today under your tree, however you celebrated this day, if you did, these people, they've really had a day to remember. I think you're going to be a great American, and thank you for coming.
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you. Appreciate that. Have a good day, guys.